This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside you who have lost loved ones, health, and home to a place of hope and joy as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 19, How to Overcome Discouragement Biblically. What is discouragement? According to Dictionary of Bible Themes, discouragement is a sense of unhappiness arising from a loss of confidence in one's own ability, of the reliability of God, or in the power of the gospel. Discouragement can occur in the Christian life, especially when there's a resistance to the gospel or an instance of personal failure. But we can overcome discouragement biblically. Discouragement can bring us down. We're working really hard on a project and it seems to be going backwards. No matter what we do, nothing works. We want to throw up our hands and quit. If our discouragement continues, it can become a problem that takes hold of our life and doesn't let go. We want to go for help that works. According to the Institute in Basic Life Principles, there are three levels of discouragement. Understanding more about the obstacle of discouragement can help us to be on guard against allowing it to escalate into depression. We're going to talk about here, there are three levels of discouragement. Number one is a mild discouragement, which is overcome quickly, and it's a fleeting emotion, and we all encounter that a lot. Number two is strong discouragement, which affects our spirit, and people can usually tell when we have that kind of discouragement. And then severe discouragement, which can cause enough stress to interfere with our daily life. Going to the Lord with our problems is the first place to go. Then finding someone to talk to can help us overcome our discouragement. A pastor or Christian counselor would be a good source. Here are some causes of discouragement. We're going to look at Nehemiah from the Bible. He was well aware of the problem of discouragement as he was trying to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem after Judah had returned from exile in Babylon. Although it's a different time, the causes are the same and we can relate. The first problem is ridicule. In Nehemiah 4:1-2, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates in the army of Samaria, he said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" The second one is criticism. This is Nehemiah 4:3-4. Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, "What they're building, even a fox climbing up on it would break it down." Fear. Number three, they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard night and day to meet the threat. Nehemiah 4:7-8. And the fourth one is fatigue. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, "The strength of the laborers is giving out, and there's so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Nehemiah 4:10. So we can relate to these particular things when we just really want to give up. But through all of these obstacles, Nehemiah stood strong in the Lord, and he encouraged the people to depend on the Lord in prayer. Nehemiah 4:15. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. This is good advice for us to listen to when we become discouraged. The Lord is there when we feel like we're undertaking a job we cannot handle. He will give us the tools we need to succeed as long as we go to Him and then rely on Him to get us through. Here are some overcoming discouragement verses. As we're looking to overcome discouragement, biblically, it offers many verses to help us find strength in the Lord, and here are some to encourage us. Then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? If I tell you, He will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth?'" Jesus is telling the disciples to continue to pray and not give up. In the parable, the judge is not interested in justice, but in pacifying himself. How great God is because He loves and cares for us and wants what is best. Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When we are overcome in discouragement, the Lord is at our side, ready to help us. All we have to do is ask. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:29-31. We all need encouragement and strength in our weaknesses. Even young people need the Lord. Reaching out for His power enables us to carry on and overcome discouragement. Overcoming discouragement biblically. The key to overcoming discouragement is relying on Jesus Christ to give us His strength. He promises us to be there whenever we need Him, and He wants us to call on Him. Reading Scripture and prayer can do more for a discouraged heart than anything else. Prayer provides a place of security and trust like nothing else. The person we are addressing has more love than anyone else could express. Tell him what's bothering you and how it makes you feel. He understands because he has been there. He's not God alone, but a man who has walked on this earth. The Bible is not an ordinary book. We cannot look on it in the same manner as other books. Within its pages are words that are alive, quick, and pierce to the soul. These words really work. At first, it may be inhibiting as we begin to read Scripture, but we have the Holy Spirit to guide us if we know Jesus as our Savior. If we genuinely search the Scriptures, it will begin to teach and comfort our heart. There we will find our strength. After seeking God for strength, we may want to talk to a trusted friend or our pastor. It can be encouraging to talk to like-minded people who have gone through similar circumstances. A prayer for discouragement. My Heavenly Father, I want to praise your holy name for who you are and how you love me. Thank you for the privilege of prayer because of what your Son did for me. When my heart is heavy and I'm discouraged, my thoughts turn to you. I need your strength to overcome my weakness and regain your peace that passes all understanding. I give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Discouragement can be a heavy load, especially as we're trying to accomplish a project. We can feel as if we're wasting our time, or depression can begin to creep in. We do not have to allow it to upset our lives. There is a source that is readily available who loves us and wants the best for us. Reach out and let him know your needs. You will be blessed. Please remember to subscribe to From Lost to Hope to receive notification of the next episode.